Hey docs, welcome to the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm the host, Dr. Sharon McLaughlin. We are the premier location where women physicians learn about business so that they can have the freedom to live their best life. We have this podcast, we have a supportive community of over 9,000 women physicians, we create opportunities for each other, and we network. We have a summit twice a year, which is absolutely free. I've created a journal to take a deep dive into what you really want. Lastly, we've created a business school. It's all about community and accountability. We're going to have masterclasses, we're going to have group coaching, and we're going to have actionable steps. You'll be given a blueprint for your business. And this will launch September 2022. Come and learn from industry experts, because I truly believe that not one person knows it all. And the more people that you listen to, you'll have better ideas. We're going to have brainstorming sessions as well, but it truly is all about community and accountability. Make sure you get on the early bird pricing. That will be $500 for the full year. Yes, you heard me right, $500 for the full year. You don't need a high ticket item to learn about business. I've been through this before, I've built up other businesses, I've helped other people, and if we all come together, which I'm planning on doing, you'll see that we're going to have a ton of value at a very low cost price. On top of that, I want you to witness how this can be done. So come and join me as I build out our Female Physician Entrepreneurs Business School. You will be absolutely amazed. Hey, female physician entrepreneurs. I'm so honored to be here this week. Each Tuesday morning, we have another podcast that comes out. This week, I wanted to speak about why our businesses may not be growing. Say what? That's right. You know that businesses fail. And I think a great part of that knowledge is why we don't take action. We're so afraid of failing. We're women physicians. Everything's got to be perfect. But let me remind you, it was hard to get into medical school, and yet we did it. It was hard to get into residency, and yet we did it. And it was hard to grow a practice. We did that too. So just know that although you may hear physicians, doctors, they're not good in business, that's not true. Physicians are great at leadership. We've led a team of residents. We've had staff. If you had a private practice, you had staff. I know myself, when I was in plastic surgery private practice, I had a staff of six. It's always about leadership and leading. So we have that. We're great communicators, right? We're able to communicate. We're able to digest, take some information that's very complex, break it down, and then be able to give it in bite-sized chunks to patients so that they understand what the problem is. So we're great at communicating. Tell everyone your message. So let me tell you why I think our businesses aren't growing. For one thing, like I mentioned, we're not out there. We're perfectionists. Everything has to be perfect. Now, we think to ourselves, when this is in place or that's in place, that will be a better time. But no, the perfect time to start is right now. There is no good time, because life always gets in the way. If you want to do this, there are no obstacles, right? Don't worry about anything. Set your mind to it, just like you did as far as getting into medical school and residency, and put your mind to your business. I myself have ADHD, but when I focus, I am super focused. Right now, it's all about growing that business school for female physician entrepreneurs so that women physicians have a place where they come and learn about business. You guys have got to see the lineup. We have amazing masterclasses. We have coaching going on. It is going to be the best value. And I will tell you, don't aim low. I will start this price off low, but this will just be for the founding group. And then we're going upwards because the value is there. And I want you to do the same. Don't be so frequent to give things away for free. I do believe that you should be giving value. If you're spending time on social media, if you're writing a blog, if you're doing a video, do give value, right? It's not just something that we just want to read because it's easily searchable. That's not the type of information people want. People definitely want to be engaged. So I want to hear from you guys. If you're liking this type of podcast, I want to hear. And also, do me a favor, I'm always looking for reviews. So if you could be so kind to give me a good review, I greatly appreciate it. So remember, don't set your limits too low. The sky is the limit here. You were able to get into medical school. You have so much value behind you. I am sure that if you set your mind to it, your business will grow. Just know that you have to make the sky the limit, right? Aim high. You could do this. Know that there's no good time. Make sure you're giving value. And really what we need to speak about is you, your mindset. You are the biggest obstacle. You get in the way. If there's any obstacle out there, it's you. It's not that this person's doing this or this person's doing that. I'm comparing myself. Right there, when you compare yourself, that is an issue with mindset, and it's also an obstacle. I believe that with all my heart that you should know what your competitors are doing. It helps us grow. We need to know industry standards. We need to know what's going on. But at the same time, don't spend your energy and focus there. Know what's going on, know what they're offering, and then move on. Make your program yours, whatever product and service you're offering. Make sure that this is where your time and energy are being spent. Personally, I'd rather you spend time and energy networking, collaborating, because truly that's the way that you grow. Once doors start opening, you'd be surprised. But by you being an introvert, not sharing your message or your product or service, that's not a way to grow. Your business will not grow. So I really want you to sit back. If you truly feel like your business is not growing, then sit back and evaluate. Why is that? What have you done in the last week to make it grow? What have you done in the past month? Who have you met? Who have you told about? And do me a favor, don't say, well, I posted on social media. That's part of it. I think that's important. You know, we've had this conversation before with people in the group. It is a part of being available. But at the same time, you need to make a call to action. You need to grow that email list. You maybe want to do a webinar. Maybe you want to do a talk. Lots of ways to do it. But just by posting one single post, when there's a sea of posts out there, don't expect that one, two, or even 10 posts to really make a difference. It's part of what you need to do to get out there, but it's really a small part. Your best bet is networking and collaborating. I believe that with all my heart. So be careful of where you're spending time and energy. Don't take 2 hours to do a social media post. If you are, that's a problem because that's really slowing you down. At that point, what is your 2 hours worth? Break it down to time and energy, right? Time is money, is the bottom line. So if it's taking you 2 hours, how much money have you just lost? Isn't it better just to pay somebody to do it then at that point? Really, like, this is the type of thinking that I want you to have. Think about where you're spending your time and energy. Now, I don't want you to worry about failing. Failing is a part of this. I want you to fail. Because if I hear that you're failing, it means you're actually taking action. And that's so much better than sitting back saying, well, my business isn't growing. But when you approach me and we evaluate exactly what you're doing, and I see that you're taking minimal action, that's a problem. Of course, you're not going to fail that way because you're not taking action. No, I want to hear that you're failing, because when you're failing, you are truly taking action. So make sure you do that. Another thing, I want you to stop blaming others. It's not their fault. Susie could be out there doing this or that, and good for Susie. It doesn't stop you from doing anything. You need to spend your time and energy worrying about you and what you're doing and all the people that you could be helping and the impact that you could be making. That's where I want your time and energy to be focused in on. So I want to hear from you. Guys, reach out to me. Let me know what actions you're taking this week. If you're not growing your business, I want to hear why after you've done these steps. Show me exactly what you've been doing last few weeks as far as letting this business grow. And I guarantee it, we're going to see it right in the actions that you're taking or that you're not taking. All right. So remember, sky's the limit. There is simply no silver bullet or secret sauce here. Guys, this requires a lot of work. But in the end, when you make that impact, good for you. And it doesn't matter what your business vision looks like. We all have different visions. But I'm telling you, if you put your mind to it, it will succeed. Reach out for help. There's always people willing to help. It'll save you so much time and energy rather than Googling this, Googling that, spending, again, hours on the computer. If you're doing that, how much money have you just lost by doing that? All right. So this is your mindset session for this month. It's all about why your business may not be growing. I want to hear from you. Reach out to me and make sure you're signing up for our business school. All right, guys, so good to spend some time with you, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.